Good evening, everyone. A couple of decades ago, when I was a very young man, actually, the chat in the bar was about the latest ad, you know, the latest Nike ad or the latest Benetton ad. But as time has gone by, the chat has actually moved from what is the most exciting ad to what is the most exciting innovation. And this has been an interesting insight that we've actually seen in society, because if you look at what is underpinning that movement from ad to innovation, is that consumers around the world are actually looking for more mesmerizing product experiences. Yeah. And Unilever realizes that we live in this world. You know, recently, I think it was our CEO went into a village in India and found that a little corner shop in the middle of nowhere had a Dove soap, yeah, which is actually a very expensive product for that part of the world. And what was really interesting is that actually it was no longer enough for the consumers in that corner of the world to have a dream about using a beauty product. They actually wanted to make that dream a reality. And that is true of consumers today, both in our country and consumers around the world. And so the bottom line is Unilever, which has been a company that, you know, we are known for a lot of our advertising around the world, now realizes that we need to come up with winning innovations, yeah, that touch the hearts and minds of consumers around the world and create those mesmerizing experiences. But why really would we say is this relevant to the UK? And I think if we look at it that way, we realize that economic influence of the UK is more than our policies. It's actually about British products and services winning hearts and minds and owning a place in the world. We can see that Germany is known for manufacturing and France known for beautiful products and the beauty category. And how can we leverage UK innovation to own a place where when consumers think this is a British product, they think this is the best product, this is the most innovative product, and that is what UK stands for as a country. And so if we really look at why Unilever and BIC, we actually think that, you know, we are a company with deep history in the UK. We've got more than two labs in the UK, our global head office in the UK, our brand development teams in the UK, so many of our innovation partners come from the UK, and so we are vested. Yeah, we are vested. We are vested in seeing more winning innovation come out of this country, because winning innovation coming from young, small UK companies means actually a stronger Unilever as well. So if we were to look at what does success